Now, I have a question. Many of us in the Commonwealth hear about the 8 state recognized tribes. Now, the Potawatomi tribe, to my understanding, is not one of the 8 state recognized tribes. Is that true? And can you explain it a little bit about why you are not, and what does that mean for you?
Well, no, we're not one of the 8 recognized tribes. We're currently involved with the Virginia Council on Indians and the Commonwealth of Virginia seeking state recognition. And, you know, it's been asked a couple of times why we waited so late to come forward. And basically we had no reason to come forward because we were still living in White Oak. People left us alone. We were still continuing to farm and fish. But as the development comes, it's starting to... we're starting to lose land, first of all, because of the values increasing so much. But more importantly, we have some ossuaries that are still there. They were excavated in the late 30s and early 40s. And without a legal standing, we have no right to protest the exhumation of those bodies. And it was because of that that we reorganized and decided to seek state recognition, so we would have a right to protect ancestors' remains.
This, my understanding is, the recognition of tribes formally in the Commonwealth of Virginia dates to a fairly recent period, 1983, even though we've had 2 reservations in the state from the colonial times. Can you talk a little bit about that process and why, how that process impacts what you're trying to do?
Well, I'm not sure what the process was in 1982 and 83. I do know in doing my research that some of the tribes had been seeking recognition for as long as 50 years before they were ultimately recognized. Unfortunately, the process has become a little convoluted as the years have gone by, and I think they're asking for documents today that Indian people don't keep. And I've been told that by Indian people, that no Indian tribe would be able to meet the requirements of some of the things that they're asking of you. But that hasn't dissuaded us. The fact that when we went in 1996, they didn't recognize us. We didn't disband. We've stayed around. We've continued functioning as a tribe. We've continued growing. And I think most importantly of all, we've started relearning some of the old crafts that were being forgotten, and the people that knew them were starting to die. So we're essentially trying to preserve the Indian heritage for our children and their children and their children beyond that.
So it's a kind of revitalization?
I think it's a revitalization. I know that when I first started the process, there were some people that didn't want me to proceed. And I think that was a remnant of the so-called Pleca era in Virginia, when it wasn't very good to be an Indian person. Mm-hmm. But even though I can't honestly say that racism is extinct in our society today, I think people are a lot more receptive. And I think people are starting to find out that Indian people were pretty smart, and that maybe being Indian wasn't bad after all.
Well, I know that you and Buck both worked on the New World movie, and I wondered if you had any comments on what that experience was like and the way in which Native people were portrayed in that film.
That was an interesting experience, to say the least. First of all, I made 3 very good friends working on the movie. Generally speaking, I found them to be extremely receptive of things that we didn't agree with when it came to anything other than the story.
What sort of things do you
that
mean?
Was the story of Pocahontas.
Ah, okay.
The romantic tale of John Smith and Pocahontas, which generally speaking most Indian people in Virginia don't believe ever occurred. Mm-hmm. When it became pretty apparent that we weren't going to change the story, I actually had a discussion with Chief Atkins of the Chickahominy, and we agreed to make the best of the situation and at least get our people portrayed correctly. And I think we did a pretty good job in terms of the costumes, in terms of the way they looked, in terms of their villages. And since you don't see Eastern Indians very often in the movies, I thought that was a major accomplishment.
Do you think that was something the general public was expecting to see Plains Indians in the story? It's an interesting point.
Yeah, one instance I remember was when my son, who was also in the movie, went down for makeup. And he came out of the makeup trailer. And I looked at him, he reminded me of an African tribesman.
Because of the designs?
Because of the paint designs and the paint colors they had on him. And I went and spoke to Jackie West, who was the costume designer, and told her she needed to do something about that because we would have never looked like that. And miraculously, they changed it.
So they responded to your input?
They responded. And Jackie and I had a lot of conversations about costumes and that they were using, and she and I pretty much agreed on a lot of things, and sometimes we had to convince Terrence Malick that we were right, but it worked out very well.
So I guess there's a question of, is it a documentary or was it an art piece or creative license?
It was a fictional Hollywood account that had some legitimately historical accuracy in terms of the set.
And in some ways, isn't that a problem always for Native people, that they're put in fictional situations? And I guess maybe one thing that we can end with is, how do Native people be Native people in the modern world? What do they bring forward, or what do you as a tribal leader bring forward to kind of draw on tradition? But obviously you live in 2006.
Well, I think that my responsibility is to preserve the history, preserve the traditions. I've kind of set a goal for myself to educate the public that we didn't ride horses and chase buffaloes and live in teepees. We were fishermen and farmers. We lived in houses, longhouses. We were no different than most people in rural America before the English arrived. We didn't have metal tool. But I think the education of the public that all Indians were not Hollywood Western Indians is very important to me.
Well, thanks for trying to educate us today. Thank you, Chief Green, mm-hmm. and Gary Cook. Thanks for being
You're
with
welcome.
Us. Thank you, Bud.
Thank you.
Thank you.